realms of Senith.
All right, so you're Rikara Garzuth, right?
Yes.
And
say that 5 times fast.
Yeah. Rikara Garzuth. No, I can't.
I admit it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Do you know a little bit about the world of Senith and this continent, right? We went over that a bit?
Yes.
Okay. If I recall, tell me if I'm wrong, you said it was okay or you were interested in joining the Crown Adventurers directly and immediately, correct?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So they already have assigned you onto a mission, essentially trying to get a lot of people and get them directly into Moritville and explore deeper into the city. So that's what you're on your way to do, and it doesn't take you too long, like a couple days to get to Moritville, and you would be arriving at the gates to this mountain city. Yeah, it's quite populated as you're arriving. There's people from all over the region have collected here. You're actually from a different region, so you're a bit, I would imagine, out of your element, especially with your minus one charisma. But you're looking for somebody that goes by the name of Ansel Chapman. And with a little bit of looking around and asking around, you are able to find him. You find him. It seems like he's kind of busy. He's just kind of directing different guardsmen. He's taking reports from a couple raggedy looking people that just came out of the gates of Moritville. They're probably adventurers, and by the reports you're overhearing as he's talking with them and listening to their stories, they're going deeper into the mines at the moment. That seems to be their focus, and they're running into a lot of constructs like clockwork creatures, and that's what they're dealing with at the moment. Finally, he turns and he sees you and he says, I'm Ansel Chapman. I'm assuming you're an arriving adventurer.
And then I'll say, yes, I am.
Okay. You see a lobster kind of walk up next to him and just like sit on the ground. And he just pays no attention to it. And he looks to you and he says, okay, well, you look a bit new. And he's like looking around for a moment. And then he says, here we go. So we have, you're not from Tahin, are you? I don't even know your name.
No, I'm not from here. And my name's Rikara. And just so you know, there's a red lobster by you. I don't know if you're aware.
Oh, don't worry about that. Now look, as he's pointing to somebody, you're not sure who, because there's several people walking through like this little valley towards the entrance, and ravine, and you see that there's a couple cats that kind of wander up and a dog that just starts following him as well, and he's leading you to somebody, and he says, as he's doing this, he says to you, so the Onyx are, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They're dark elves, essentially. Don't say that to them, by the way. but this one right here, they know this area really well. They've been here. They're basically natives to this area. We're the newcomers. So since you're new to this area as well, I think it might be good for you to start off by following one of them around. And you
okay.
And you start approaching him, and he calls out, and he says, ma'am.
Yes?
He's not talking to you. He's talking to the...
Oh, sorry.
The person. It's a ranger. I can't find her name at the moment.
Tia, is he talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah, he calls to you. He says, hey.
Hold on, I'm putting my lip balm on. Gotta protect from the elements.
Like, in character or in person?
Sure. In character. I'm like, just a moment.
Okay.
He but looks in person, like, I was putting my lip balm on, so that's why I wasn't answering.
It actually seems like such a ranger thing to do. It's like, yeah, I'm putting on my lip balm to protect myself from the nature, because nature things.
This is Rikara. and she's an arriving adventurer. I think you are looking to join, so why don't you have her and kind of, I don't know, show her around, okay?
Okay.
There, awesome.
Well, hello, you guys. I'm Rikara.
Tia.
Oh, I'll have assignments for you tomorrow. I really need to get off to something. And then he wanders off.
Do I already have my assignment, or do I literally just, like, show her around a bit today?
You already have your assignment. This is, I don't know how you feel about it, but all of a sudden you have somebody that's attached to you.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then I'd probably be like, all right, so quick tour on the way to where I was on the way to. How about that? I'll show you the important bits.
Okay, sounds good to me.
And so we start speed walking on out of here because it's chaos everywhere.
Right, right.
I don't actually know, like, out of game, I don't actually know a whole lot about this area because I didn't play here before. So I don't know what to show her, but I'd be like, look, this is a pathway and it goes important places. And look, this is a pathway that goes down to the river. You know, I don't know. But we're still speed walking.
Yeah, go ahead and make it up.
Awesome, okay.
I'll roll with it.
I think I'd mostly be focused on, like, so this is the way to the city center, which is where most of what we need to be doing is. So that's the important part. The rest of it is a mountain.
Okay.
With mines and pathways and things. Really not concerned with those things today.
Mines. So are there quite a few dwarves around?
Traditionally, there were at one time, and then they were zombies.
Oh, zombies. Not so fun.
Not seeing too many of them today, though, so that's good.
So she leads you through the city as she describes. She's showing you different things. You notice one of the things she doesn't mention to you, a large library that you just walk past. Like, she doesn't even seem to point it out. She's actually pointing around it and showing you different path alleys and pathways and stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no interest in a library. So I'd kind of just be like, yeah, I mean, that's a big, boring room, dusty. You keep going on and be like, look, this is where you can get some good snacks. I'm like, look, this is where all the really cute rats hang out. Like, pointing out things that really are probably not important to you, but they're important to me. Oh, and telling you stories about, like, the stuff that I've seen here.
Nice.
As if I'm, well, I like, as if I'm like a... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just saying, I like hearing about all that. That's cool. Keep going.
I'm pretending that I'm some important veteran, but it's pretty obvious that I'm pretending that, I'm more important than I am. This is where I led a skirmish against 17 zombies.
And nice. This, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just pretending. Like, he's like, give her a tour. Make him just like, that's not really what I want to do today, but I'm going to have fun with it.
So you said about zombies. What other creatures have you guys encountered around here?
Skeletons, mummies, rats, kobolds. I don't remember what else.
Clockworks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's constructs. Yeah, there's a lot of constructs. I just kind of forget about them.
So this main area that she's giving you the tour of is under the mountain, like inside of it. She's leading you through a large cavern. It's lit up pretty well now. It's starting to get settled. It's obviously still in disrepair, a lot of ruins everywhere. But the places that people seem to be doing the repairs are actually looking pretty decent. But there is one feature that stands out to you that you and Thea, right?
I've been pronouncing it Tia, but
yeah, okay.
Go with it.
You and Tia have to kind of hop over an area. Looks like it used to be a park of some sort. Like, there was a fountain in the middle and stuff, but now it's a big hole in the floor. And she doesn't even stop to explain anything about why this is here, because it looks completely out of place. She continues to take you towards the city center. You go past a temple that's being torn down at the moment. I don't know if you're really good at religion or not, or if you're even interested in that sort of thing.
I am. I don't know if my character is.
Okay. All right. Well, just go ahead and roll a religion check if you're that interested then.
Okay. So it's intelligence, and I have a 0, and I rolled a 2.
Okay, well, so. That's too bad. All right, so, yeah, you don't know too much about it. You do recognize that it wasn't a fair god. It wasn't a good god, a good deity, and obviously these people are trying to get it out of here. She takes you past here, and you're getting to a more interesting area, very populated now. There's stores set up, a couple restaurants, and well, not restaurants, they're more like taverns, that are occupied by various people. I would say adventurers, but there's actually not that many adventurer people around this area. It's more like artisans and guards that are off duty at the moment. She leads you to a building. As you're getting closer, you hear gears turning inside of it, strange metal sounds. And as you're coming in, you hear like a bowl fall in between some metal clanking sounds, someone swearing. You actually see a gnome that's wearing goggles and has what looks like a wand of some sort, but not using it at the moment. In his other hand is a spoon, and he seems to be stabbing the table where there's a plate of food and a bowl of on the ground with salad spilled everywhere. And he's just stabbing his food with a spoon and swearing at it. This is the scene that you two walk into.
Okay.
Am I familiar with this person, or is this a novel thing for me?
No, you have not met him before this.
But is this where I need to be? Is in this place?
Yes, it is. Actually, your eyes would probably be less about the happenings. Like, weird stuff does happen. These are foreign people to you, from my understanding. So, I mean, they do weird stuff like stab their food with a spoon. But your eyes would drift off to, you see what looks like a construct, a humanoid construct that is on a crane with several parts. It looks like an ancient construct, but there are new parts put onto it. So obviously there's some repairs going on with it. However, you can see why you were called here. There's like a safe near him.
I suppose when I walk in, I just look at that thing on the crane, shake my head, and be like, these boys and their toys everywhere. Hello, an improvement over the hordes of undead, so there's that. Then I would walk up to the guy stabbing him with a spoon and just be like, excuse me, don't need to bother. T and y'all reporting for something about an artifact?
He starts slowing down how fast he's stabbing what looks like a steak or something, turns and looks at you, and then drops the spoon down, wipes his face. It's a mess now. He's got like barbecue sauce on his back of his hand mixed in with grease, and just now it's everywhere, and he lifts his goggles. Now it's all over his eye, but he doesn't seem to care. He's got a big beard, and there's a piece of lettuce and a little carrot sticking out of it. Not like a whole carrot, but like a sliced or diced carrot. He was obviously just like mowing food down, then something happened. And he says, Felver, holds out his greasy, gooey hand.
Do you need a napkin?
Huh? No. And he wipes his hand on his shirt. Look, so yeah, there's a safe over here. I'm trying to get that open. I don't want to destroy it. It's a pretty, perfectly good safe. You could open it, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Or I could try. So I'll walk over there and take a look at it. Do I need to investigate it?
Doesn't seem trapped or anything. Yeah, as you're starting to work on getting that open, Felver kind of wipes his face again, kind of cleans his beard with barbecue sauce, and he looks over at Akara and says, half-orc, huh?
Yep, that's me.
Huh. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm just here with these adventurers.
More than one? He's like looking around. Oh, you mean like all of them? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I apologize. I'm not in that good of a mood. Food's been terrible as of late.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Look, could you do me a favor? A quest. I'll put you on an adventure, okay? Could you find me a good sandwich?
Sure. What kind of sandwich are you thinking?
I don't know. Just anything other than this crap. Here, smell this. And he puts out his hand.
Yeah, that does smell pretty old.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but lately Like, by lately, I mean lunch. Everything's terrible. Kind of hard to assemble. I don't know. I've been working for, you know. Look, I'm going to go do some other things now, okay?
How have you been feeling? Like, do you have any other symptoms other than just that your food doesn't taste good? Have you been feeling fatigued?
Well, I've been awake for a while. So
oh, that's not good.
Nothing weird. It's just the only thing weird is the steak is disgusting.
Should I, like, medicine check him?
Sure.
Or would that be insight?
My medicine check is 15.
As you're, well, I'm going to assume you got the safe open already, and this is why you're over here messing with medicine.
Well, I figured I could just, like, talk to him over my shoulder because he's sitting there complaining, and I'm like, wait, is this contagious?
Am I going to be stabbing my steak with a spoon soon? No, like, you don't see anything odd about him. He does look tired. Yeah, you don't think it's a sickness.
So did you need a sleight of hand or use tools roll?
No, it's, you're able to get it open. You aren't in a hurry right now. Well, maybe you are. Are you in a hurry? Do you want to get out of here?
I mean, if he doesn't seem sick, then I'm probably fine to settle in and open it up.
All right, well, okay. And then he walks over and he looks in the safe and then he pulls out a lever. He says, all right, I'll be right back. He steps out of the door and he yells for someone named Yetix, who is apparently a dwarf that comes in. He tosses the lever to the dwarf and Felver walks back to his food and starts throwing it away, just like throwing it out the door. This dwarf, on the other hand, who's apparently named Yetix, he says, you guys got this open. Good for you. Good for you. Felver is strange. He didn't want to open it with Hammer. All right, you're probably not here to hear this story, huh? Okay.
Hammer opening is generally not recommended. Just saying.
Are you free for the rest of the day by chance?
I mean, I think that other guy, Ansel or whatever, said he didn't have anything for us until tomorrow.
I just came from the tavern. Yeah, we kind of have a situation going on that maybe you can look into. There's a missing chef. That's why the food's been complete shit. So could you figure that one out? Yeah.
Out of character, can I do an insight check on that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So 16, 20
right.
Total.
Let me do a roll too. Okay, what are you trying to get from this insight check? Do you suspect he's lying?
No, I don't suspect he's lying, but like, I guess maybe possibilities of where this chef is. Like,
sorry, I have to change my headset battery. It just died on me. Okay, I have returned. Now, the last I heard was saying that you wanted to figure out where the chef is based on insight.
Yeah, just because I don't know. Maybe I'm chasing a rabbit, you know, there, but I'm just kind of curious.
You're not really seeing or getting any indication from him that he knows where the chef is.
Okay.
So he doesn't seem to be sending you on a wild goose chase here, as I think you were saying.
Yeah.
A bird chase. What was it you said? I don't know.
I said rabbit. I meant to rabbit. Say wild goose chase.
Yeah, a rabbit chase is pretty good though. It also, yeah, I'll make that joke to Peter later. So yeah, you're not.
Does this guy know who the chef is, or like what he looks like, or just simply that there's supposed to be a chef who isn't there?
I turn to her and say, that's the better question.
It's a pretty good question, yeah. Especially since I don't have the answer. Nathan, he says, he's Nathan Crete from Elkwood. He's a really good chef. You know what they call him? Y'all heard of him?
I'm gonna guess I haven't heard of him.
Mm-mm. He's a spice master. That's his title. Makes the spiciest barbecue. He makes, just everything. I don't know how he does it, but he spices grapes. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I think it's called wine.
No, I know what wine is. I mean, like, he makes grapes taste better. That's how good he is at his job. I don't even like grapes. Yeah, I'll let you guys figure that one out. You're the adventurer. Let me go turn this thing on. And he walks over to the construct and he says, I have an idea. I kind of want to test this thing out as soon as it's working, okay? While you're on your adventure trying to figure out where the barbecue sauce man is, the Spice Master. Maybe you could take this thing with you. What do you say? And he's pointing at that construct that's hanging on a crane.
Oh, that makes more sense. I was like, you wanted to take the lever? Nobody ever even explained what the lever is.
Oh, this is the turn. It's a control rod. It's a bit of a complicated situation. It's a delicate thing. We didn't. That's why Felkar didn't really want to, like, break the save, as he was worried about this. Yeah, I think he's overreacting. Look, I'm going to. What do you say? Do you want him?
Sure, but just for the record, he's not wrong about the safe. Like, if you don't open it just the right way, sometimes things can go a little sideways on you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I figured I'd go get, you know, some, have a nail, eat some sushi. Did you know we had sushi here?
I'm going to opt not to try the sushi if your chef is missing.
Yeah, well, don't. All right, I'm going to turn this on. Starts to activate the construct with several arcane words that you hear, like magical whirling around it. It starts to animate itself, and it stands up properly and no longer needs the crane to hold it. And it just stands there for a minute, and then he's like, "Ah, oh, hold on.
What in the world?
Huh? What?
I have never seen anything like this. What you doing?
You're going to see a lot of stuff like that around here. Oh, man. You're really new, aren't you? Did you just arrive today or something?
Just today, I suppose.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, oh, yeah. And then he speaks a few words, and the lever crumbles in his hand. He goes, shit. And Jim... This is where you can come in.
So it's like... activated and sentient now?
Yep. And it's you.
So at that moment, when he becomes activated, his eyes, like, light up, like a kind of a dark orange color. And he starts to essentially break free of the crane and anything else, like, holding him up. And when he lands on the ground, he looks at the dwarf and then at everyone else in the room and just says,
who are you?
Felkar.
Felkar.
Out of game, did he just lie to him and give his friend's name?
Yeah.
I have not heard of this Felkar.
Somebody else yells and then goes, what?
And he pretty quickly looks over to whoever yelled out and asks,
who are you?
Felkar. Ha! Wait, why is it talking?
Are you both named Felkar?
The hell's going on, Yetix? Look, it's not that important. Why are you talking?
What did you think was going to happen when you started playing with ancient toys?
I do not know, but I have been reactivated after centuries of slumber.
Happy birthday?
Thank you.
Did I just make a joke?
Your gesture is appreciated. According to my calculations, I am approximately 758 years of age.
Okay, so he's pretty ancient. Out of game, can I roll some sort of insight or perception check on what this creature is?
It'd be an arcane roll, also intelligence.
I just love how your reaction to everything is insight.
I suspect it's because she's wisdom-based. She's like, I want to do the insight, please.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that's okay, because I failed miserably. I rolled a one.
Well, it's worse than a two. You can't get much worse than a two than a one.
I mean, hey.
Because you could lose your dice.
at least you didn't roll worse, right?
Well, I'll say to this... Has it given us a name yet? It was asking everybody else's name. What's your name?
I am Unit 827, codename Arsenal.
Arsenal? What was the first part of what you said?
Unit 827. It's like a generic factory name. It's basically what I was going for.
Oh, gotcha. So, happy birthday, Arsenal. I guess... for your birthday, your gift is we have a mission to find a missing chef.
I love missions.
I thought you might. Come along then, new friends. Need to get these men some steak and grapes.
They both look a little stunned as you walk out with that construct as if that was not a big deal.
The things that I've seen under this mountain is just like, it just rolls off me. It's like, all right, so that's what we do on Tuesdays now. All right.
I am, like, I do keep giving glances to him, like, what are you? But, like, I want to ask, but I don't want to ask.
To you, he kind of just looked like an animated suit of armor, but with dark, shadowy, like, almost like an undersuit underneath it.
Okay.
But also glowing eyes, so.
I like having followers, so this is fine with me.
All right, where do you take your monk and robot?
I can post the picture that we found for him, or rather that I found in Dyson Info, if that helps.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to take them to the tavern, to the scene of the crime, whatever it may be.
Okay, go ahead and roll an investigation.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Why?
Because I'd like to roll an insight for everything, too. It's my investigation with a 17 on the die is a 16.
All right, so you find out enough information to realize that he is most likely kidnapped. You're speaking with some of the other chefs, and they make mention, you know, they expected him at work, et cetera, went to his place. He's not there. He didn't leave because he's expected to go back to the palace soon. Apparently, he's got to go help for a wedding or something. And when you went to investigate there, following up on the lead, you find some evidence of a struggle, and that's about it. You are able to follow something of a trail of literal breadcrumbs.
So it's like, this the sort of struggle, someone fighting someone else, with a sort of struggle of like, I don't really feel like getting out of bread and I can't figure out what to get, you know, for breakfast. I meant to say bed for the record. Can't get out of bed. So like, what kind of struggle? Like a physical altercation or some sort of internal turmoil?
Some sort of physical altercation.
Okay.
You also accounted for stabbing steaks with spoons, and that's not what happened here.
Yeah, because see, I've seen some really emotional men today. So I wouldn't put it past them to, you know, have a self-fight and then just leave for the job early because he's just tired of having to work for these fools.
No, like, there's literally breadcrumbs that you follow. It looks like whoever was dragging him away didn't take away his pastry. So he was.
Is it spiced bread?
Yes.
Oh, guys, this is a clue. This is the Spice Master, and he wants to be found.
All right.
I'm feeling pretty proud of myself, because, you know, this is usually not my job.
Okay. You're just so wise that it's, like,
overcomes all my other, you know, limitations.
Yeah, it overcomes your minus one in investigation.
So we have a map that I linked.
Where are we?
Okay, you should have ownership of your tokens now. You follow this trail of breadcrumbs for a while into a mine. You are right now standing by a portcullis. Is that how you pronounce that? A door with, yeah, a what?
Is it portcullis?
Portcullis, yep. A door with like a metal grid on it, or, you know, basically barred door. It is currently closed. However, you're looking through it, and you can see, let me figure out if I can cut this properly. Where's the cut tools?
It'd be pretty funny if it was the swords.
Swords?
The swords are apparently the initiative tracker.
You see, like, a big vat that's sitting, just set up in the middle of this cave that's beyond this portcullis. And there's a kobold that seems to be pouring some liquid into it, and it's this foul odor to it, a swirling sound coming from it, like it's being sucked down somewhere. And this kobold seems to be adding more to it.
Arsenal steps in, and when he sees the kobold, he just says, "Who are you?
State your name, date of birth, and social security number.
Also give me your credit card number, your password, your mother's maiden name, your political perspective, your first grade teacher's name, and your favorite food."
Now pizza!
Do you think pizza?
Yeah.
Everybody wants this chef.
Chef?
I'm sure it's spicy pizza.
Oh, we've got the best chef!
Really?
Your name is pizza?
No! What? Wait, why are you talking?
I think that's his political orientation in answer to one of your questions, is pizza.
Understandable. Have a nice day.
I don't think you're supposed to be here.
Why not?
Adults are rarely good guys, so can we just shoot him?
What? Oh, what? Lobin will be mad.
Who?
Lobin.
Take me to your leader.
That's our clan leader. Look, I have things to do. Don't shoot me.
And he goes back to pouring stuff into that vat.
What you pouring?
It's a secret.
What'll it cost me to find out your secret?
What do you got?
Well, I got a shiny knife.
Arsenal steps closer and tries to figure out what it is he's pouring in there.
So, I guess just a intelligence. No, a yeah. Do you have perception? Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, I do have perception.
He got STEM eyes. Ooh, can you smell stuff?
And I don't think you can.
You're not sure what the liquid is. It's definitely a water base, though. So it's not like a slime or something. Or a gel. Possibly or alcohol.
Is it poison?
Are you asking or?
Yes.
Asking Arsenal?
Sorry, no, I'm asking the cobalt. Hey, is that poison you're pouring in there?
Secret!
Cobalts and their secrets.
Oh, we got lots of secrets for you just around the corner. Hey, stop trying to sneak over here. You know, I'm on the other side of the thing, but I can still hear you walking.
There ain't no sneaking going on this side.
No kidding.
Arsenal draws his warhammer and shield and says, whatever your secret is, it won't be secret for much longer.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is. So how are you going to figure it out?
So
you will, or I will squash that wannabe dragon head of yours into a tiny little pulp.
I am a dragon. I am a descendant of a dragon.
Fly.
What? No, I don't have wings. I said descendant. I'm not a dragon.
Let's shoot him.
No, I'm not done.
Tell me your secret or die.
Roll a intimidation check.
Okay.
Guys, I'm really good at this, I promise.
I got a 21 total.
I rolled a 20.
Oh.
But do I subtract one if it's a natural 20?
All right, we got two successes. Let me roll mine.
Arsenal gets a 14.
Oh, shit. He rolled a 2, so 3 successes. Okay, so he says, look. Okay. Well, now don't look at me. That wasn't me getting fatter. I really do need to finish this stuff. You guys seem like you're gonna shoot me for real. Like, okay, here's the secret, but you can't tell nobody. All right?
Okay.
We're gonna take Mordville back.
Buddy, you never had it.
We're gonna call it Bainder.
So what's the plan?
That is, I make sure there's enough juice in this vat here to power the undead machine. And Mort's gonna die. Lobin's revenge will be complete.
He starts pouring some more.
Wait, what does Bainder mean?
What? You've not heard of Bainder? It's only what the city's called.
I have
called.
Not.
You must be new.
Yeah, so they call it Mordville now because this guy named Mord was like, I want this and we're going to name it after me. And so I don't know. Like, it used to be called Bainder, and Bainder's also a person who used to be a person.
I see.
He's a lord.
Debatable.
Very debatable.
Okay, so now that I told you the secret, can I go back to destroying everything you hold dear?
What if we want to join you?
Really?
Where do we find Lobin to join up with your cause?
Yeah.
Is that a deception?
Yeah, that's going to be definitely a deception.
No, it's an insight, obviously.
Could it be an insight? That would be great. Otherwise, it's a 13.
His insight to check your deception. He got the roll one. Isn't that great, you guys?
I'm real proud of him.
And he sucked at it.
And his wisdom doesn't help.
Okay. It would be pretty nice to have somebody on the inside and a robot thing.
She's a person. Show respect.
You know, I'm still a little confused while you're talking. What do you think? Do you want to join with Lobin and our crew? You want the revenge of...
Hey, sorry.
The revenge of...
He pauses. Arsenal pauses for a moment. Looks back at...
I can see his gears turning.
Looks back at Teo and then looks at the kobolds. And he's like, sure.
Well, was that like Arsenal doing a calculation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thinking about like the best path forward, basically.
Okay. So subroutine 59 is activated. That's called Let's Bullshit.
Execute order 59. Yeah.
Where's Lobin?
Look, it's around the corner, but there's some traps. Let me go hit the secret button, okay?
And thanks, he goes in the back, and he digs into the wall a bit and pulls something. And you hear like a small click, and then he goes back over here. He's like, okay, while you're over there on the other side, could you go get me some more undead juice?
Sure, buddy. And then I draw my bow and I shoot him.
You might be able to one round this guy, so you guys can go ahead and do your attacks. He's surprised.
Here's some dead juice for you. It's red, though.
It's not undead. It's dead.
Roll initiative, you said?
No, there might not be a need to. Go ahead and just roll your attacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So mine is a 17.
That's a hit.
Arsenal gets a 13.
That's a hit.
All right.
I do 9 piercing damage.
He's dead.
And I
thanks, buddy.
Got a 5.
Wait, 9. Avery is like throwing all my rolls today for whatever reason, but it's whatever.
All right. He flops over as he's walking over here, giggling, and that green stuff spills out of the vial as it hits the ground and shatters. Still sucking noises coming from the vial. Or the vat, sorry.
Can I, like, perceive where the controls for it might be? Or is it somewhere hidden?
You're able to find a valve that's, like, right here. It's right on the vat itself.
Just FYI, if I stop whatever's going on here, they might be on us in this location checking out what's going wrong. So we should probably loot the corpse and hide it, and then hide us. See if we can draw them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to do. Loot his corpse and then hide him. And then, like, brace for... in case they come to us if we pulled this thing. If nothing happens, we'll proceed.
All right.
So you find on him...
I'm at the ready.
You're at the ready. You find on him just, like, a dagger and a couple of coins. It's not really worth... they're, like, copper pieces that are on him. Yeah, he doesn't have much on him.
He should have traded for the shiny knife. This one sucks.
All right, so you're trying to hide. Right now, right after he died, all of you managed to just, like, kill him quietly. Quieter than him talking, even. And you're listening through the caves for any sounds of rustling, seeing if they're on the way. And you don't hear anybody coming, not for some time.
All right, well, then let's proceed.
Okay.
How long do you wait, by the way?
Well, he said the other guys were just around the corner. So probably like, I don't know, 15 minutes? I'm not sure how a shiny machine would hide. So you probably have to hide in an alcove or something. But yeah.
Go around the corner then?
I'm confused about which around the corner he was pointing to. Is it up or around there?
Oh, there. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so we can hide in the alcove around this corner. I don't know how to, like, mark it other than my body.
Yeah, there's nothing there, just a little alcove, right, that you're hiding in. And this way is a dead end.
There's nothing of interest in this cavern.
No.
All right, so after we wait for some time and nothing happens, I think we should go around the corner he was pointing to.
Okay.
Turns out you weren't lying.
As you're investigating and peeking around the corner here, you see three kobolds laying on actually really nice beds. Looks like they were stolen from the city. You can definitely, as you're walking through here, Arsenal and Thea, you do see that there were traps, but they're mostly alarms.
I see.
Can we do an ambush attack? Like if they're laying in the bed sleeping, or do we see any? No, it doesn't look like it. Looks like just them.
So we'll be doing a stealth check as for Arsenal and maybe Thea as well. Ricard, when she gets closer, but right now she's hidden enough away. You would have advantage on this because they're sleeping.
Okay, 19. Sorry.
Evray is no longer throwing my rolls.
15.
Safe to say.
Minus 13.
There's 13. That still makes it. All right, you're able to move up to 30 feet into this room without having to do another recheck.
Okay.
Based on the fact that I was able to one-shot the other guy, I'd probably be feeling pretty confident about, like, you take that one, I'll take this one, you take that one, or something. To 30 feet.
Yep.
So we can almost get there. We just have to stealth the rest of the way. But what am I talking about? I got a bow.
As you're doing this planning, you're moving. Okay.
Get good and close. Make it hurt.
Who should I have roll it? Arsenal, go ahead and roll me a D100. And tell me high or low. We're going with a 30 percenter.
Let's say high.
Okay, so you want to get...
I did not.
No, actually, that's good. There was... Yeah, all right. You guys can continue.
All right, which one do you want, Arsenal?
Probably the one in the middle.
Which one do you want? You want the one on the edge, Ricara?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
I'll shoot the guy in the... far inside. Are you putting numbers on? Oh yeah, it looks like it. So I'll take 3.
Yeah, Arsenal will take 2.
I'll take 1.
Alright, if you want to get into melee range, you will need to do another stealth check, though.
Okay.
Well, Arsenal's plan is to wait for Thea and Ricara to attack, and then at that moment, charge forward and smash the second guy with his hammer.
Gotcha.
I did a 15 stealth check.
Okay.
Get him.
All right.
Can we do attack rolls? Because I'm going to shoot. I don't need to melee.
You will have disadvantage with your bow.
Why?
He's laying down.
Does melee have advantage then?
Mm-hmm.
My quarterstaff would be okay, right? Or is that too long of a...
Nah, you can go ahead.
The okay. 20 to hit total. Mm-hmm. I assume that is a hit.
He's going to be gone, I'm pretty certain.
Probably.
I did a stealth just because I don't want to do disadvantage. So I did a... I don't know, math. 14 for stealth.
You're good.
He takes 10 bludgeoning damage, the second one, and he's gone. All right.
Would you roll a Ricard?
I rolled a 2, but I have a 4 attack bonus, and I added, and I guess to add a 2 to that 2 is 4, because it's 1d6 plus 2. So I don't know if that hits. Probably not.
You rolled a 20?
Well, rolling a 20 is 13. But I thought I rolled a 1d6 plus 2 because of the quarterstaff.
It's your that would be your damage. Did you hit? I'm sorry. Maybe I...
Oh, okay. That's okay. So I rolled a 13. And then my... we're not doing initiative, though. Right?
No.
So I just rolled a 13.
Yeah, you hit. And then you rolled what for damage? It was 6?
So it would be... So 1d6 plus 2. So I used a d6. And I rolled a 2 on the d6. So 4.
Okay. And then how much damage did you do, Thea? Tia?
So I haven't confirmed my hit. I think you said that a 14 hits.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do damage then. Using a short sword now. So that's 5 damage.
All right, just to confirm, Ricara, it was 4. Leaves him with 1 hit point.
Oh, wow.
Now let's roll initiatives.
Okay.
As he starts screaming.
I got 16.
9.
Give me a moment. 19.
You're up first, Arsenal.
He moves over and smacks him on the head with a warhammer. Ooh, 9.
2 hit is 9? Is that with advantage?
Oh, right. 13. I assume that is a hit.
Yes, it is.
9 bludgeoning damage.
Yep, now he's dead. His screams echo off the cavern walls, though.
Oh, man.
Here.
And Arsenal promptly smacks him on the face with a warhammer.
Can't smack the screams away, though. So they're
coming. Yeah, but you shut him up.
So can we see which of these pathways leads to somewhere that we might be expecting visitors?
Sort of.
So, like, right down that column, then. I'm going to move over to try to be out of sight if somebody comes. Still got my bow stash and my swords out.
Arsenal will stand right here in the walkway.
He's a brave man on his birthday.
All right, Arsenal, you can hear some rustling coming from over here, from this direction.
He's going to kind of approach this corner here and see what's going on, like if they're setting up an ambush or anything.
You think you see an ear peek around the corner, and it wiggles.
What happens if you just go boo?
Is that what you do? What happens?
You're going to step out. You're going to step out and just be like, boo.
But wait, there's more.
A lot more.
Dude, that guy looks insane.
Hello.
Who are you?
Oh, you are my name. I'm Bilver. This was my home. The kobolds took it over.
This is not a kobold?
No. You recognize it as a goblin.
Insight check.
All right.
4.
1.
Yeah.
Everybody is just throwing all the rolls, apparently.
Is he a liar, pants on fire?
You can definitely tell from how he's standing all creepily and his ear wiggling. You could even tell from his ear wiggle. That's how bad he rolled. You can tell that he's up to something.
Arsenal just says, "You are attempting to deceive me."
Oh, you're a very smart metal man. Okay, I'm not from here, and I'm here to steal. Does that make sense?
Depends what you're stealing.
Gold.
Gold, huh?
What's your relationship to the kobolds?
I am just going to sneak by, okay?
No. Try to block them. No, you will not.
Okay.
Arsenal just walks past him and starts looking around the room. If there's anything like special. Like, what's this... It's this yellow thing in the center here.
All right, go ahead and roll initiatives again.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh, shit. 19.
17.
Mine is 6. He got me with the stealing gold, because honestly, it does kind of make sense. So I was thinking about it for a minute.
I rolled a nat 20 on my initiative.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says? No, he doesn't say that. He's like, look, guys, I'm going first. Okay, so...
I have a sensitive thing about people stealing gold.
He throws a vial. Let's see if he hits it. Yes, he does.
It looks like it's a Janella candle for keeping the mosquitoes away.
Let's see. Roll how many feet? 5, 10, 15. Yep. Roll a dexterity saving throw, Arsenal.
It's probably grease. Goblins in their grease.
9.
Okay, you fail the check and you take 1 damage. Fire damage.
Arsenal turns around and just says, "Ow.
That was a dud barrel." Joking, guys. I was just joking. That's the end of his turn. Kara, go ahead. The barrel exploded, right, by the way. It was supposed to be like a big firestorm, but it didn't do anything.
Well, thank goodness. All right. I guess I'm going to... How many feet can I move before I do that?
Like 30 feet. So like...
30?
Yeah, like 6 squares, basically.
Okay. All right. So then I'm going to try to stab him with my quarterstaff. And I rolled a 9, so I don't think that's going to work.
No.
What's your attack bonus? Are you adding that or just do roll?
The attack bonus. Is that the... I'm not seeing the attack bonus.
Should be at least 2.
I have 2 initiative and 2 proficiency bonuses. Proficiency bonus the same thing?
Proficiency bonus plus your ability score for your attack, which I think for you is dexterity.
Oh, okay. So that adds a 4 to it. So 13.
Yeah, that's going to be a hit.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
No, 4 it's damage. Not. Oh, no. But yeah.
Wait.
It's not a hit. I I had Cobalt open still.
No worries.
So, yep, that's a mess. Sorry.
That's okay. That one's on me.
Sorry. Like how you said that.
Is that your turn then? You did a move and an action. I think you might. Do you get the bonus action attack already at level one, or is that later?
I think it's later.
I feel like it's at least level two that you get the key stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get key at level two.
You get one unarmed strike as a bonus action at level one. Whenever you take the attack action.
Oh, is it the martial arts ability?
But you're not using a monk weapon, are you? Quarterstaff is a monk weapon, is it?
It is. Yes, it is.
Oh, well then
but it would take an action to put it back, right?
No. For example, if you take the attack action and attack with a quarterstaff, you can also make an unarmed strike as a bonus action. And you haven't taken a bonus action.
That's right. You're telling me that. So let me put my quarterstaff away just real quick, and then I'm going to roll.
You don't need
to.
You can just kick him.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do that. I'll roundhouse kick him to the face.
What'd you roll?
Four damage total.
Did you attack him?
Yes, I kicked him.
Yeah, but you have to roll the attack roll.
I did. With a 20. So I rolled a 13.
Plus your bonuses, which is at least four.
Oh, right. 17.
Okay, that's a hit. 17. And how much damage did you do?
I did 4 total.
Okay. That should be your turn. That's all of your actions. Unless you want to run away from him for some reason.
I should be good.
Okay. Arsenal.
It's going to, mechanically walk towards him and just smack him on the face with the Warhammer.
Stop. Hammer time.
12 total. It's a miss, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Anything else?
That's all I have to say. He's going to cry as a free action. Next turn.
Glowing turn. Or tears?
Something like that. I don't know.
All right, so Arsenal attempts a barrel roll to him and then tries a roundhouse kick, but he's a bit rusty. Tia.
Good times. I think I still have my short swords out, so I have to go to him.
All that was bullshit, by the way. That's not what he did.
Tries to smack him on the face with the hammer, completely misses, and just pouts in disappointment.
I'm going to roundhouse stab him for 23.
Damn, that's a hit.
8 damage. No question for you. Since I have 2 short swords, there would be one in my offhand. Can I do the bonus attack without adding the dex to it?
Right, yeah.
I learned that from Baldur's Gate. 16 to hit on that one.
That's a hit.
And that is 1 damage.
All right, as Arsenal's crying and Rikara's roundhouse kicking his legs out under him, Tia kind of sneaks around the edge of the cave system here on the wall, just, scooching by. Excuse me, Rikara, excuse me. As the goblin's falling, she, with her 2 blades, just takes him out. I don't know how she did it.
I was like, I got to eat gone by here. And then I stabbed him in the face.
Yeah. I don't know how gory she did it or anything. I think they're short swords, so they're piercing and wasn't too bad. But with this sound...
It methodically with a very straight face.
The sound of that explosion is echoed through the caverns. You're pretty sure everything here knows that you're around now, or at least that something's going on.
So is there any more in that bin of things that we can make explode later? Can we...
pretend that's gone.
Gone, okay.
Arsenal doesn't seem to notice that the goblin's dead and just continues attacking with his warhammer. Just at this point, attacking its dead body for a solid 10 seconds.
When he's finished, I'm going to loot the pulverized corpse. Be like, this knife is bent. Thanks.
You are welcome. Anytime. And then he starts just walking around more and checking out the area.
Proceeds on the original task.
Yeah, pretty much.
Through this area here, you hear the sounds of boiling water and running water, like a stream. And you hear something that sounds like bottles being shifted around. And then you hear...
Arsenal will move over here to peer around the corner and see what's going on.
You see a makeshift crappy-ass tavern.
I was just going to say, that sounds like kitchen sounds.
He walks in.
What do they got on tap?
You see a large kobold standing behind this, what is not a bar, but he is obviously trying to use it like one.
Lobin, I presume?
No, Sidewalk Tile. Hi.
That sounds made up. I think it's Lobin.
No. Look at.
And he holds up a little piece of paper with scribbles on it. It says, see?
Hello, my name is Sidewalk Tile.
Yeah. Except it's in scribbles.
What are those name tags?
Yep.
How may I be of service?
So, I don't necessarily believe him.
If that's your real name, where's Lobin?
Lobin? I can't tell you that, but I can give you this.
And he holds out his sandwich. Says,
is it spiced and delicious and like basically what that other guy was looking for?
2 gold. And you can have this spicy, delicious human food.
Arsenal looks over him, over to the man over here, and he's like,
who is the man over there?
That is our chef.
He looks suspiciously like our chef.
Oh, nah. Now he's ours.
And then as you're looking over at him, you see him mouth.
Hey, chef boy, did they ask your consent to work here?
Arsenal, yeah, he walks over and he's like,
are you injured?
He shakes his head, no. No, 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 I'm good. I'm good.
I think Sid needs to be a little injured.
How did you end up here?
I woke up to being dragged out of bed by a bunch of kobolds.
Arsenal turns over to Sidwa and says,
is this your doing?
No. No. No, he's an employee.
You are attempting to deceive me.
No. Why would I deceive you about my place of... Look, 2 gold... sandwich.
0 gold, chef.
What?
0 gold, chef.
Look, if he wants to work for you, that's his business.
Okay, let's go.
There's a severance package.
Arsenal pulls out his warhammer and he's like, yeah, I have it right in my hand.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like, severance. Funny you should say that.
Then he jumps up here and he's like, look.
You guys don't want to mess with Lobin. He's mad.
Same.
Then yeah, you really don't want to mess with us either when we're mad.
Then you hear...
Wait, what is this thing back here with the chef? Is that another safe or is it something else?
Probably something else, I think. What, can you mark it?
I don't know how to mark it, but it's like right in front of the chef.
Oh, that's just like an oven.
Oh, oven. That makes sense, actually. Yeah, so Sid's not particularly cooperative. I say let's just kill him, move on.
Can I get the sandwich first?
Oh, yeah, 2 gold. 2 gold.
Do I have gold Wait, you're though, not... from mine okay. or no?
Yeah, you have 2 gold.
Okay.
As she's completing her transaction, I'm going to stab him in the back of his neck.
Okay, roll your attack roll.
17.
Yeah, that's a hit.
All right. And then can I attack as well now?
Hold on. Let's see how much damage it does.
Oh, sorry. I my bad. I'm max sorry. Damage. 6 plus 3 is 9.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, okay, cool.
Arsenal looks over.
Sandwich is free, my lady.
Arsenal looks over at him and just like, how unfortunate. And he looks back at the chef.
I'm going to loot him.
All right. I don't know how he got in here so quietly, but we need to get out of here. Like, there's enough.
Did you not hear the kobold screaming?
That happens. They
Fair are, enough.
The explosion, like, that's probably going to alert them, though. So we need to rush out of here.
Okay. So we've been practicing our power walking.
All right. I think you guys are going to just power walk out of here as quick as possible.
We're going to try and then, you know, tell other people like, hey, there's this Lobin guy and he thinks he's like really cool and maybe you should probably like go stop him.
Arsenal says to the chef, do you require transportation?
A piggyback ride? Yeah.
He picks him up. Just generically picks him
just
up.
Just grabs him by the hair, holds him up, starts running.
No, he carries him bridal style. He's a civilized person.
Yeah, something more like bridal style, yeah.
Come on, Spice Master.
Or like a fireman carry. I don't know which would be funnier. Bridal style or fireman carry.
He just switches between them, maybe?
Maybe start.
Even up workout, you know?
As all of you are running out of this cave system, you do, in fact, hear several kobolds, little pit-patters of their feet around different corners and stuff.
What?
It's not cute.
Then don't say pitter-patter of their feet, because that's like children.
They're, what, like 3.5 feet or something? But they're terrible. Anyway, as I'm done trying to convince you of this, you hear bitter batter. How do you make it sound terrifying?
Splitter splatter? I don't know.
Splitter splatter of kobold feet and claws on, you know, the cave system here. Things jumping across the river, swimming across real quick, and you do manage to get out from your power walk.
So glad we were practicing that this morning.
With your spice master and a fireman bridal carry.
I've decided on a fireman carry. So.
Mission accomplished. But I mean, somebody's going to have to deal with those kobolds.
Well, not
the
us.
The mission was to rescue the chef, so.
Yeah, I mean, if we continued messing around with kobolds, we might have only had a dead chef to rescue, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I turn to the chef and ask him, so I hear you can make spicy grapes.
Somebody's hungry.
All right, we're done with the map then. That was the only encounter. You guys managed to skip through so much of it. It's so great.
We have a system.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you take him out and he's very grateful. He says, look, I'm going to make sure you guys have the best cake. All right? Only the best cake. Come on.
Let's take cake.
Wait, do you even eat cake? You can have cake too.
No. Unfortunate.
I can make you some oil? Like, what do you need?
Birthday oil.
Birthday oil. Get that squeak oil's out of my shoulder. Like what'd you say, Sarah?
I said oil's kind of like frosting, I suppose.
For a construct, maybe. I suppose that was your point, though.
I will have a proper mission for you guys next session. This was kind of just to feel it out, a couple introductions to do.
Session zero.
Yeah, basically a session zero. Question is, how do all of you feel about your characters so far?
I'm really not used to being a skill monkey.
You gotta persuade the DM to just let you insight everything instead.
I didn't hear.
Yeah, I admit I was kind of going wonky about that.
Well, it's been a long time since you've played, so, I mean, you know that there's skills for things, and I think you're trying to use them, so it's fine.
Yeah. It was like three times in a row, and I found that funny as all. It's not like you're doing anything wrong or anything. It was just funny.
Well, when I look at my sheet, I want to do insight for everything, too, because everything else would be fun.
You're right.
So it was dexterity for your character's ability score, your fighting stat, right? Like you can use dexterity instead of strength for the attack and damage rolls of your unarmed strikes and monk weapons. So yes.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know much about monks, so I'm not going to be very good help. I think, Jim, you're pretty familiar with them, though. So.
I have never played a monk in my life and never really looked at them. I was literally just looking at the player's handbook, but I think it's him that knows more about monks.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I've looked at them a little bit, not much, but yeah, I was just pulling that out of the player's handbook.
So I think Tia has kind of become the de facto leader of your little band of adventurers. Seems to have anyway, but Arsenal, Tia, and Rikara, you go back to the tavern. Cake is brought out to you after several hours of cooking in the back, and a bottle of oil for Arsenal. I don't know what to bring him. You're in a tavern for some reason.
He just finds like a barrel of oil and just like jumps right into it.
Yeah. So you have like new arm, replacement parts and everything. So you're still kind of weirded out by that, I would imagine, trying to get used to that. So it would make sense that you're trying to...
Yeah, and at a certain point, he's probably going to go and see if he can, like, try and make modifications. And that's what I think is going to eventually lead into him, like, when he turns third level, becoming an Eldritch Knight.
Okay. So that's an idea. Yeah, you would... All right, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
What about for Rakara? Do you have any personal quests you want to explore? Something kind of quick, you know, not like a epic, I want to take a whole city sort of thing.
Sure.
Not like those kobolds. Look where that got them.
Yeah, you know, and I think, I don't know how quick this would be, but maybe doing something like with zombies again. I don't know if that would be too much for, because you guys kind of went over that, but.
You hate zombies?
Maybe just. Yeah, even if it's like one zombie in like the middle of nowhere or something, you know?
You're like, I really want to murder a zombie.
That's so awesome. Stragglers that haven't gotten the memo that this is all our city now.
Oh, God, that was funny. Okay, so yeah, you want to find a zombie. What is it like? Is this on your bucket list or something? What is your monk's desire for undead?
I guess maybe in a long about way. I mean, maybe it's something that, you know, she kind of wants to, not necessarily like in terms of magic practice herself, but like she's kind of seen and had experiences with like the undead before. So like, you know, she's seen that whole how do you word it? Like she's seen how that's made an impact in like the evil in the world, and since she's chaotic good, she's trying to like kind of do whatever at whatever cost to, I guess, bring the world back into order as best as she can. Okay. That kind of thing.
So Tia talking about the undead that used to be here got her perked up?
Yes. And gold, and like stealing gold. She tries not to steal gold herself.
Oh, we're gonna have some issues.
I like that she said tries not to. Tia, like as you're sitting here in the tavern, where are your thoughts and what kind of things would you be talking about with your accompaniment?
I feel like where this has gone for me is like in the past she's always been like a follower, someone like the lackey who's not really... She has like these heroes of hers that are like great leaders, and they're veterans, and they've been coming through here, and she's been helping with this, but not really in any sort of like big push, you know. So she's really excited to finally be here, and people be like, "We need you to do this, and we need you. Oh, your specialized skills are needed over here." So it's really like a thing for her. She likes being the expert, even though she's not one, is what I'm getting at. And she likes feeling like she's in charge, even though she's not good at it.
I don't know. She managed to. Tia managed to lead you guys through the kobolds and rescue, you know, like, I don't know, it was an extraction, essentially.
I do say that she was probably leaning on her training and, like, the things that she's observed. Like, when you have a mission, like, go rescue this guy, you can't get distracted by, oh, there's a larger plot afoot here, so we need to go check into that. Like, we got in there, we got the guy, we got out, and that's, like, something that she's learned. So she probably is pretty proud of herself. But, like, now it's a good story to tell. It's like, yeah, so that time that we got the Spice Master out of a pinch...
So you have, because you do have experience in the city here and you've run across clockworks and some constructs, you've heard of like, there's like stone golems that were here. They were something of a problem. Whereas you didn't tell Rakara about it, but that hole in the fountain area was where a clockwork dragon and a stone golem had a fight and they fell through the floor. And that was when the the forces started to come here and kill all the undead and try to take the city. It was during that battle that had happened. So
I imagine that in the past, I probably would have been told to avoid the clockworks and things like that. Those are like big, bad, scary when you've got small surgical units that are just trying to like scout around. So that's something that has not been of interest before, because that's one of those things where you see it and you go the other direction. Same as like mummies or, you know, things that are just like you don't mess with those things. So that's why those are the things that she doesn't feel comfortable talking about. She doesn't have any grand stories. She doesn't know very much about them.
Fair enough. But you do have some experience with them. And you're running around with Arsenal now, Unit 3 or 827 or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, honestly.
827 is spot on. It's just a random number I made up.
Okay. So what's your thoughts of your party then? And how much of that would you divulge, like plans going forward for everybody since you're trying to be a de facto leader?
What do you mean, divulge plans?
Like, would you talk to Arsenal, try to figure him out more? Would you talk to Rikara, try to figure out why she's here? And do you have ideas other than just wait for the quest tomorrow? You make it, from your description, you make it sound like you have plans for the party. You want to be a great leader.
Yeah, I am. I want to be a great leader, but also I'm kind of in the moment. Like, I'm not going to try and go off and do my own things. Like, I am waiting for the orders. But I think the thoughts of the party, like, she would think that the construct is pretty cool because she really hasn't, like, she's familiar with them. She's heard about them. She's seen them, but she hasn't been able to interact with any before. And she thought it was cool that he, like, jumped off the line and was like, hey, how's it going? And like, he kind of like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but he liked her. He was like, oh, she's respectful. I'm going to be respectful back. And she's like, all right, cool. He's easy. He's a person, but he's easy. Other person she's not sure about yet, especially when she's like, I don't like thieves. And she's like, not doing anything over here. Dang. So, I don't know. As far as, like, plans, I think she's kind of, devising plans, because this is the first time that she's really been given the opportunity to be in charge or, you know, whatever. So, she's got goals and aspirations that haven't been fully formed yet.
Yeah, I think that kind of falls for Rikara, too, actually, come to think of it. Like, she's just kind of learning about these people. I mean, you know, she's kind of been stuck in a monastery for a while. So, like, she's studied, you know, somewhat, but she doesn't know everything out there, per se.
Is there anything Rikara would tell these people that you just went on a quick little adventure? Like, for us as players in the DM, I mean, we're just rolling dice and stuff, but, like, you got, from the characters' perspectives, together, they just snuck into, like, an unknown cave following literal breadcrumbs, dealt with some obviously malicious creatures, little lizard peoples. Like, yeah, they're tiny, but, I mean, children of the corn type thing. These are not good things. You kind of had not, like, a near-death experience, but you were chased out of the cavern. I was trying to, at some point, explain and describe that, but yeah, they weren't like right on your heels, but you could hear them around the corners. And
I know the word. The word is skittering.
Skittering. Instead of pitter patter. Yeah. They're perfect. So there was like skittering that you could hear as you were fleeing from that area. Devices being dragged into place and being turned back on. Apparently, you were able to get through a lot of traps on your way. So your characters would have had an experience together, and the question is, like, does that change how you feel about each other? Are you like, hey, you know, you're somebody I can trust not to be a fool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I really think that with Tia and sorry, I forgot James and Arsenal. Thank you. I just feel like they're a really good team. I feel like their personalities are going to go pretty well together. And I also think that not just that, but like the skill sets too.
I have to ask you though about the sometimes stealing thing. Where did that come from?
Well, so my character, she basically she kind of had a ran in with someone who basically stole a bunch of gold from a friend of hers. And at first, prior to this mission, yeah, she was like kind of how do you word it, like determined to hunt this person down. And then she met these adventurers, you know, she met Thea and Arsenal, and now she's like but she doesn't necessarily like it, but she's not necessarily going to stop someone else from stealing gold. She just necessarily won't do it herself. But if that still, makes any sense at all.
You're still looking for that person though, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Cause you asked about like side quests. So scratch the skeleton. Well, I guess maybe a zombie thing once in a while, but, yeah, I think that, I'm still looking for him, but I'm not actively looking for him at this point. I'm not like hunting him down by like at, you know, if I run into him, fine. But at this point, I kind of feel like this mission is way more important right now. So, if he happens to come along, I'm probably not going to be too kind.
Okay. So it's probably not something you'd discuss with the party at the tavern on your first cake night, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that you mention on a first date kind of thing.
Whoa, buddy. Kind of rushing things there.
She really likes some, I don't know, elves? I don't know.
So I would mention that, like, Tia probably comes off to you as someone who knows, like, a lot of the goings-ons and the people around here and things like that. So she might come off at some point as someone who you could ask, like, have you seen anyone like this or whatever? But, like, maybe, yeah, I understand, like, not on the first day and not being certain about each other. Like, you know that we're good. When we see something who's up to no good, we're probably going to, like, point and stab before asking too many questions. But, like, yeah, our personalities haven't really come out as whether we're trustworthy, you know, beyond that.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Don't lie to Arsenal, though. That's what I learned today.
Yeah.
So what about from Arsenal's perspective? You know what? Actually, before I ask that, Tia, go. This is where I was going. Can you roll an Arcana check?
Can I roll an insight? 3.
Okay. So is there, from Arsenal's perspective, what are you up to here? Like, because I remember we were talking a bit about your backstory and everything, but what is his thoughts at the moment, having just been reactivated, seeing how much has changed in the city?
Well, his first, I guess his first instinct was, ooh, here's a mission. I should go on it. Not only because missions are cool and what I was made for, but also because this is an opportunity to gather information, essentially, about what's going on, what's happened in the time that he's been inactive, things like that.
I'm not sure what else there is exactly.
I know, as for how he feels about the rest of the group, he doesn't really feel like emotional connections, but he does recognize that so far his companions are good in a fight, essentially. Like, they're reliable and can get shit done. Yeah. Like, obviously, Tia is a skilled assassin, and Rikara has some respectable martial arts skills as well.
So did the lever that came out of the safe, did it have anything to do with your, like, when you came awake and looked around and decided who was a reasonable person to listen to, did that have anything to do with it? Like, that guy being like, hey, go with them.
I have no idea what the lever was about. I assume that was some kind of control rod, maybe.
Do you want me to publicly say or tell you in private?
Publicly say is probably fine.
Okay. Because I'm kind of giving away stuff that the Arcana check failed for Tia. So she doesn't know this. I don't think Rikara would know this because she's still completely unfamiliar with all the goings on. They thought you were a golem, like a small metal golem of some sort. And they were trying to piece you back together and get you working. They didn't realize you were actually a sentient creation. And they were trying to bind the control rod to you. But because you're a sentient creature, that it backfired and failed.
And that's why they were scared shitless when he started, like, actually doing things without needing any input.
Right, and there was no control over you.
Yeah.
And then you were just talking and making decisions of your own, and then you just run off on your own mission. Like, they thought they would just give them the control rod and tell you to go get the Spice Master. I mean, but
it worked out.
Yeah. And like, everybody around was kind of amused, not amused, but I'm amused everyone else was like, what the hell? Like how Tia and Rikara just walk around with an uncontrolled golem.
We're like, hey, this is our friend Arsenal. He's also an arsenal of death. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
I'm not going to play it that way all the time, but probably not very often anyway. Like, as people's, like, word's going to get around that they found a sentient mech. But yeah, that's completely not what they expected. That's why they had a control rod. That's why they were trying to bind you to it. And that's why it broke.
And he's going to be like so casual about it too, is the thing, because the last time that he was awake was around the dwarves that essentially created him.
Mm-hmm.
So back then, everyone was perfectly like used to it.
At some point, the person who sent me in here is going to be like, Tia, what's going on? Like, what is this? You were supposed to pick up some like ore or whatever. I'm like, oh, well, see, the thing is that like I'm leading my own expedition. Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of the general direction that I was thinking of going, other than we'll have some sessions where we stop here in the city proper and do things like little side quests, things that pop up, find a zombie in an alleyway or something. As for the monk to kill, and I put that off their bucket list. That was cute, I thought. I don't know, though. Like, there are undead. Okay, let me add that at some point down the line. But, yeah, so some side quests and stuff in the city itself. But for the most part, you'll be able to just, like, explore unexplored regions of this city. Places that even the Onyx Elves haven't managed to get to. So is that something people are interested in, or would you rather venture out of the city at some point? Soon, I mean.
I think that'd be cool too, though. Like to do that exploring, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I know it'd be even within it. I mean, it'd be cool to go outside too, but
it'd be nice to see the sun again.
Well, I know Arsenal for sure is content with sticking with exploring the city that is now known as Moridville.
Okay.
And not Bander. Yeah,
I think that I've been spending so much time, you know, darting in and out of here. It'll be interesting to see what it's like now that, you know, the undead have been pushed back or conquered or however the setup is. I don't know if they're gone or if they're just not in this area anymore. But it'd be interesting to see how things have changed, as well as to finally make some headway, like, deeper in, because it's something that hasn't really been possible before. Like, we've just been guarding this, like, external part as far as, like, how it is a threat to, you know, the outer land. So, point being, I'm good with exploring within in that regard, but I also haven't done a lot of exploring outside. Like, mostly just lived in my own, like, community. So... Mm-hmm. Either works for me as well.
Okay, so next session we will have a proper Crown Adventurer Huntsman mission that will be assigned to Rikara specifically. But I thought I was kind of running with Tia also volunteering for adventuring missions, not specifically to become a huntsman and join Elkwood like as an official adventurer, but that's actually... That would be an option. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it would be something that would take some convincing, because a lot of her experiences with people from that way haven't been great, whereas like her experiences with the Onyx Elves have. So it'd be something that she'd have to overcome some like personal biases there to be associated with them, but it's not an impossibility.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that kind of explains why you're just like kind of... Well, it doesn't fully explain. You're also a wood elf, but you're, how do you say, kind of nonchalant about all the people around. You're quiet about it, you know. Yeah, okay, this half-orc can follow me around.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff is, like, shrug. Like, even, like, getting the construct was actually pretty cool, and she was, like, kind of feigning the nonchalance, but... It was also a thing where it was like he immediately was like responsive to her. So she's like, I'm not going to squander that, you know, by making it seem like I'm some, you know, fangirl. So I'm just gonna be like, oh yeah, this is normal. Let's go.
So That is a warforged, by the way. It's like a dwarven construct soldier that he's playing. So out of game information for everybody. But
that is really cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool player race. So you're a half orc, and I think it's half orc, half human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then yes. Tia is a wood elf. So wood elf ranger from just outside of Mordville, long before everybody like started the resettlement of it. Any questions? Criticisms, I guess, too? Like, is there something I could have done better?
For a session zero, I think it was perfectly fine.
Okay. No questions about things?
I was perfectly amused because it's very cliche, but also not, where like it starts in a tavern and you gotta do some little like, you know, mini expedition into taking care of some pests, you know? So like, I thought that it was cool that it went into that cliche, but also was different because it wasn't, you know, fight the rats that have been taking over the place or fight the goblins. It was our chef. He makes spiced grapes. We need him back.
And we ended at a tavern.
Yeah, I mean, so like it hit all of the expected things, but also being kind of crazy with like, there's an actual breadcrumb trail, which is needed when you don't really have an investigator in your party.
Well, it made sense, you know, like he would have a pastry because he's a chef.
Right.
So I don't know. I thought it was fun to not start in a tavern, but end in one.
Yeah,
I think Arsenal would probably be the closest thing to an investigator. He's not proficient in investigation, but his intelligence is decent.
Yeah, I'm neither proficient nor intelligent. So I was running on like things that I could figure out through, you know, basically like insight and wisdom rather than like having brainiac ideas or whatever going on, experience rather than knowledge.
And I thought this session was really fun too. I feel like, it was really kind of cool for a first mission because, you know, we got to kind of really fight together, I guess. And that was really neat because then we got to really see what each character kind of does, you know?
Yeah. I also enjoyed the encounter where I'm like, I'm going to shoot you in the face. Like, I didn't even try to sneak about it. I just said it and didn't get it, apparently.
I love the effort, though. That was awesome.
Trying to figure out if you actually managed to level. I don't think so. Not yet.
Probably not. We didn't do much.
Well, there's a couple quests.
It's a fair amount of experience. It has to come from the fireman, Jerry, through a cave with kobold hot on our tail, right?
Well, I don't think the kobolds we didn't kill count as experience.
Why not? We should also get experience for the traps we didn't disable.
No, actually, with what you guys did. So you got 3-4 kobolds. 5, actually. That's almost half a level. Half of level 1, anyway. What's a goblin?
Like that's 50, pretty decent.
175. Yeah, you're a little over halfway to level 2, so we'll be doing a level up in the middle of the next session. Alright, I think we'll end it here, though. I appreciate everybody playing. I hope everybody had fun kind of stretching their legs and doing a meet. This is usually really awkward, but I feel like all of you managed to, push the awkwardness away and just make things work. And that was kind of fun. I liked the conversations.
I think we leaned into the awkwardness. Like, even to start, I had no idea what to give her a tour about. So we just like, it was awkward. It was awkward as fuck, but we leaned into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was fun. Agree. In the Arsenal coming awake and just being like, yeah, I'm gonna go get a spice master.
Well, I was like, who are you? What is your name?
You're both named Felkar or whatever his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when you go back, you're gonna find that you changed his name 2 or 3 times. Because I wrote down that his name was Felver, but then you kept saying different things.
No, it was Felver. Yeah, that's right. Felver, and then Tix or something like that. I'll have the podcast.
I don't remember what the other one was, but yeah, it was something. Yedix. Yeah. Yedix was his name.
Yeah. And what was the name of the guy that asked for a sandwich again? I can't remember his name.
Felver.
Yeah.
Oh, Felver. Okay, that was Felver. Okay. Because Felver is going to be getting a sandwich next time I see him. Might be stale, but...
The one you got from the kobold?
Yep.
Oh, you're like, well, this loot is not good. Freaking dagger, but this sandwich is majestic.
How many daggers and copper pieces did we manage to acquire?
There's a treasure hoard. So 9 copper pieces starting there.
So something about my character. She doesn't let anything go to waste. You're like, oh, there's just crap on this guy. I'm like, yeah, but it's my crap.
Okay, we got 58 copper, 21 silver. That's to be split between everybody or whatever you want, however you want to do that. And then there's gold pieces, 23 gold.
Again, split between everyone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this might not mean much to Rikara, but for Roxy Pickle and Jim, that vat was being sucked into that fight that was going on with Bander and helping empower the machine. So the timeline of this is where everybody else is fighting Bander and you guys shut down the machine remotely.
That's probably why he was sitting there like banging on it like, how do I get it back online? What's going on?
Yep, that was exactly Bander. Why. So here you are at level 1 defeating a mummy lord.
Taking the actual credit instead of the level 8 party.
See, Tia might be new to leadership, but she also was very good.
Yeah, it was, so that's that connection. And the wedding that's going on that everyone was talking about is the royal wedding between the king and, I don't know, some person. I can't remember her name. Celsi or something?
Average medieval wedding.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, between the king and some person, I don't know.
It's like King, who was it, King George or Henry? Got married like 20 times.
Oh.
Yeah, Henry VIII, yeah.
Just kept beheading his wives.
Pretty much.
Because he didn't understand basic biology.
Right.
It's like, where does this go?
Wasn't he the one that beheaded them because they didn't give him sons?
Yeah.
Yes. And ironically, he did end up having a son, but with someone who couldn't be legitimately known as an heir, so.
Nice. Yeah, so, like, we basically beat a mummy lord and saved the wedding all in, you know, a few hours of work, so.
And we didn't even level up. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, saving the wedding, man. Saved the wedding.
You know what? What the hell? Let's go ahead and level 2. That way we don't have to do it next time.
Well, already then.
You saved the wedding. It's true.
That guy is going to be talking about us. He's going to be like, you know, my new friends, Tia and this arsenal and the monk, I forget her name, Rikara. They're the reason why we're here today.